Yes, I can.
So what I was saying was, I think my phone just picked up there, my headset. So basically, here's what I can do. I can give you the numbers on the working capital, and I can give you an estimate on other customers that I work with, but I don't want you to think that I'm giving you an actual approval, because the last thing I want you to do is come back to me and say, hey, Ruben, you know, you told me 20 or 25 or 15 grand down, whatever it may be, and then I can't put that approval together. So I can give you the numbers, but I just want to be clear on like what I'm thinking, and also that this is not an approval I'm talking about. This is just in reference to other customers, because I'm assuming, is it fair to say that you might take a while picking out the exact water jet you need and want to pull the working capital trigger prior to that?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So let's go over these numbers. So your balance is a lot. Well, your balance comes down every day. What is your daily payment right now?
$690 and some change.
Okay. Give me a second. And to kind of work backwards, about how much additional cash are you looking to net, in regardless of some down payment?
Some 50 to 70, somewhere in there.
Okay. And is it for just jobs that are coming up?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. So if you were going to net 70 in lieu of a down payment, your balance is, I think, around like 88 to 89. So I'm just going to, I think the numbers I gave you are on like 158, 159. So my assumption is that, you know, and like I said, I'd rather have an approval in place, because there's a lot of different moving parts in these transactions. But a lot of my customers that have similar credit profiles for 100 grand, depending on their exposure levels, are seeing approvals with either a first and last down up to 20-25% as first payment. So if you add another 25 grand on that, you would be looking at about 185. Give me one second here, too. Give me one second. So if you did 185, the combination of the discounted pricing and the longer term, it actually doesn't affect your payment much. I'm actually surprised. So the payment difference is not big. If you did 180, if you netted about 95 total, your payment would be. One second. 675.39 and 0.6, so 679.40.
Okay. Is that 675.40?
675.40, correct.
Okay. Alright. Okay. And that would be for 18?
Yes.
Okay.
You want me to give you a shorter term as well?
No, no, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure I knew what it was. Okay, so it would be... And then 9 months would be the renewal.
Correct.
Okay.
9 months would be the renewal, but... Like, to give you an idea... Let's say you came in, let's say you were doing, like, great and you needed a renewal earlier, you can always do a pay down to get to your 50% level. So I have customers that come in that say, like, are a month or two away from a renewal and say, hey, look, I want to do this shorter. But let me give you the numbers, though, on the same amount of capital netting. Let me just give you a number so you can have an idea. If you did... How long does it take you to get paid on jobs, by the way?
It depends on the customer, so anywhere from a week to 30 days.
Week to 30 days, okay. Okay. So, 1 second. Give me 1 second. I mean, there is one other number I throw out at you. So if you want to do 15 months, you just get, it's the same term, you're just getting discounted pricing. And so your payment goes to, if you did the 185, goes to 786, but then you have a renewal at a 7.5 month time frame. I really don't feel that, I think it really comes down to kind of the way you should look at this is the amount of capital to play with. So if you did one, you know, I think it's all about the netting. So you obviously, since you want to do this now, I can't guarantee any type of approval. So I would say, you know, you kind of have to assume you wouldn't get approved for equipment just to be on the worst side possible. I always say expect the worst, plan for the worst, expect the hope for the best. But
right.
If you kind of looked at, you know, who knows, that could happen. I can come back to you and say, hey, Jason, I can give you 30 grand for equipment for long term. You have to put the rest down. Then it's another ball game. Obviously, that's not the goal, but I don't want to promise anyone anything. I hate over promising. So if you, I think the best way to look at it is kind of a comparison point of how much capital is AAA going to net and what is the change in the payment going to be? Because it sounds like the payment is something that's pretty comfortable for you right now and you don't want to go that much higher, correct?
Yeah, just because I'm used to it. You know, I've adjusted to that number. I'd like to stay at it or, you know, lower, but obviously not going too much over it if I have to.
Absolutely. Give me one second. Let's see. Hold on a second. I'm going to keep you on the line real quick. I put my phone on not disturb, so I'm not sure. You don't hear any beeps coming through, do you?
Not right now.
Perfect. All right, cool. So, hold on.
And I need a 5 gallon of that pearl. Did you use a pearl?
Yeah.
The Mac Third?
Yeah.
No, I need that for sure. Okay. 100%. We're out. And then I'll let me pull up my list on the other thing.
Bear with me. What I'm doing right now, just, you know, I've got you on the line here, is I'm taking a look at how your bank statements and cash flow look, just kind of from an overall view, compared to now versus when you first did the working capital loan. I want to see the difference. So,
okay.
You know, all right. So I looked at 3 months. Your average over 3 months when you did your first loan was 100. You were running 131,000 a month. That's a $131,333. So we're going to call it 131. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to run the numbers for... If you've got to get a call, feel free to take it.
I don't know who this is. So no worries.
So just as kind of like a month-to-month basis, your revenues are about up about 14%. So
right,
because you're running around 150, 149 and change. So let me give you the numbers so you can understand. And I quoted you on 89. It's probably your balance is probably closer to like 87 right now. So, but we're going to just use those numbers for arguments. We're going to assume the balance is say 180. Okay. We're going to use two grand difference. So if you want the full amount, right? If you want the full amount, the max term. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, your payment. Let me just make sure it's accurate. So we had a number of around 912. Does that sound accurate for the full 250?
Yeah, what you told me last time, yes.
Yeah. So that would net you, just to give you an idea, that would net you around 163,000. That's the amount you would net. If you netted, you know, you say did 225, which I'm just going to kind of give you a timeline of payments here. Your payment would be, if you did 225, you're netting around 137. You're netting around 137. Your payment's about 821. And then, you know, if you netted that, say, 20, you know, if you did netted 20 grand plus 70 of 90, you know, let's say you want to net 90, let's say 90 grand, you would be at, yeah, so if you did just say one to net a straight 90 grand, your payment would be at 646. So it would be a pretty similar payment with a lot more capital. The only thing I would kind of caution here is that I'll do my very best to get you the best possible approval, whether it's internal or through syndicated partner of ours. But if you need to pull the trigger now, and if you need to pull the trigger now for working capital, which I can understand, I just want to stress that I can't. If you say
if we do this and then try to do something later, there's no guarantee we can do the other later.
Yeah, you there's a customer that came in to me. It's a referral, and thank God I'm able to help them, but they had a very similar situation where they were working with another company. The reason they didn't take the full approval was the terms were very, very, very awful. They were getting a 6-month loan, a very high payback, but their approval was like for 150 grand. They took, I think, like 90 or 95, and they couldn't get equipment financing. They had just too much exposure. And so I had to do a refinance on the working capital, which was, I know how to do that. So that's why I was able to help them out. But, yeah, if you do this, if you do, like, do whatever's comfortable, but if you take, say, you net 90 grand, there is a chance that I come back to you and say, Jason, I can qualify you for 30 grand, you're going to have to put the rest down. And I don't want you to say, like, well, you told me you could do this. I don't want you to think
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I definitely understand that.
But, yeah, those would be the basic numbers. You would basically, I think the kind of the way to look at it is general ideas. 646, I would look at three different levels. I'd look at the shortest you probably want to do is the 646 because you're netting mm-hmm. a large amount. You're letting about 90 grand.
Mm-hmm.
Your payment will be from 590 something to 650, about a 50 buck increase with a lot more in capital. You do the largest amount, that's going to net you a lot of capital. That's going to let you 163. Your payment's going to not double, but your payment will go from 590 to 912. So that's about a 50% increase on your daily and your monthly cash flow to get 163. And if you want to look at something I think that's really in the middle, I would look at netting, 137/138, which is going to give you a payment of about 821. So those are three nice levels, I think. And you can do, if you said, hey, I want to net 147, I can give you those numbers, but I think those are three numbers.
No, I like those numbers. Those are fine. Okay. All right. That gives me something to make a decision on.
Cool.
And as far as if I pick one of these, what do you need any other stuff from me?
No, I mean, you're pretty much set up. I would just know the loan amount and send you in for online checkout, and you'd get funded today.
Okay. All right. Let me make a decision on this, and I'll call you back to exactly cool. what I want to do.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you, Ruben.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.